Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. The tough times for many Michigan families continue, although the state announcing this week that families being cut off from welfare due to the new lifetime limits could qualify for a total of 6 months of housing assistance through a new state program. Sally Harrison is the Director of Rental Assistance and Homeless Solutions at the Michigan State Housing Development Authority, and she joins me now to tell me more about it. Sally, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me.
So when families run out or they hit their welfare lifetime limit, do they typically then face potential homelessness within months?
Certainly, if they're not able to obtain employment or find some other sources of income, they potentially could become homeless and end up in one of our shelters across the state.
And in terms of the families that are now being affected as of this month by the new limits that were set, do we know, is it in the hundreds or the thousands?
Right now we're looking, from what we've heard from the Department of Human Services, there are about 1,000 households or families who are participating in the time-limited assistance program that they created. And I just want to mention that the Department of Human Services did this kind of as a safety net and kind of a soft landing for families with the intent of this program is all about helping them to gain employment so that they do have sources of income and so that, you know, that they would be able to sustain their housing.
And initially then the time period was 3 months and now it's been expanded to 6 months?
Here at the Michigan State Housing Development Authority, we also oversee the Michigan's campaign to end homelessness and work very collaboratively and cooperatively with the Department of Human Services. And because our mission is affordable housing, we found that it fit right within our mission to reach out to the Department of Human Services and offer additional assistance to these households who are actively seeking employment so that it gives them a little bit more time in these kind of hard times to obtain sources of income so they can remain housed.
Typically, though, 3 months or even 6 months, is that really enough time for a family that's been on welfare all the way to its limit? Is that enough time for them to get back on their feet?
You know, it's we found that through our homeless programs that many households who are at risk of being homeless, with a little bit of help, like a month or two of assistance with rental assistance or helping pay back utility bills, that we've been able to divert people out of our shelter systems and out of our homeless system and keeping their housing and families sustained, you know, stably housed. It does work. Yes.
So what happens after this 6 month period? Does the state in any way track what becomes of those who have hit their rent assistance limit?
Across the state, we have what we call the Homeless Management Information System that the Department of HUD helps to fund here in the state of Michigan, and we have every county has service organizations that work with families and individuals who become homeless, and they enter data into the system that allows us to take a look at our numbers. So we track our numbers, and we look to see if there are any trends up or down based upon policy changes or the economy in particular has been very tough on households and families in the state this, you know, for the last couple of years. And so we are able to take a look at that, not by individuals, but by actual numbers or shifts in numbers.
I'm talking to Sally Harrison, Director of Rental Assistance and Homeless Solutions at the Michigan State Housing Development Authority. Well, I'm sure, Sally, you know that in December, the Detroit Free Press reported that in 2010, 2011, in that school year, more than 31,000 homeless students were attending Michigan schools. That's a 37% spike from the year before. In the last 4 years, there's been a 300% jump in the number of homeless students in Michigan. Is the state doing enough to address this problem?
You know, it is a huge problem. In Michigan, because we do track, we're the folks that provide some of that data. We have over 100,000. Last year, we had over 100,000 people homeless in the state of Michigan. And because over 50% of those people were part of a family, you're finding that more and more children are affected by it. We have programs in place. We have a network of agencies that work together all across the state to provide essential services to people, to do what we can when to keep people from getting to that point, which is, in this program in particular, is a great example of how we work together to try to prevent people from becoming homeless. But we also have programs to help people once they do become homeless through short-term and long-term rental assistance, as well as other resources.
Is the homeless problem in Michigan right now the worst that it's ever been?
That's hard to say, because we've only had the ability in the last few years to even be able to collect the information and the data. The last 2 years, we've been pretty much flat. Actually, last year, the numbers went down just like 1% or something. It was very minute change. The good news, but that was, you know, if you think back over the last couple of years, Michigan has gone, even the country has gone through some of the worst economic times in history, and we've been able to not see a dramatic increase. We aren't seeing the decreases. We're not coming down like we would like to in the number of, in the numbers of people who experience homelessness. But we certainly haven't seen a huge increase.
Living in a homeless shelter for a family, what is that experience like for many of them?
Well, it's probably the worst time of anyone's life. You've lost all. You know, you don't have the support and family, family support to keep you in the housing that you have or to provide you with a place to stay. Many of these folks have lost all their belongings, are starting out from scratch with little to no income, and because more than half of them are, families, they have to worry about how their children get to school and what they're going to do in the daytime, because most homeless shelters in the state do not provide daytime sheltering services, so unless it's in the middle of winter or something and the weather is really bad. Normally, you use a shelter in the evening just for a place to sleep.
You know, there was a lot of court action trying to delay the new lifetime limits on welfare before they took effect. Those who supported the move said that it was a necessary step and that there are jobs available for those who want them. Do you agree with that?
I think the job market's still fairly tight in Michigan, that jobs are available. You have to have the skills and the support to get to that job. And that's one of the reasons why the Department of Human Services and MSHDA came together for this additional 6 months of assistance, is because we have service organizations out in the community, along with DHS and Michigan Works, that are going to be working with these households, those that want the additional assistance and are willing to look for work, to assist them in all we can to help them obtain that employment.
Do we know, when a Michigan family becomes homeless, what the average length of time they remain so, how long they may live in a shelter before they are able to get back into a house?
Right. Many of the shelters across the state, all of them have different rules, but many of them have a 30-day limit that you can remain in the shelter. And I think our average, I don't know what our average length of stay is now. I would have to look that data up, because I wasn't prepared for it today. But it has decreased, because our goal, we believe in housing first, and our goal is to get people, once they've lost their housing, to help them acquire housing as quickly as possible. But ultimately, the last thing you want to do is to have people fall into homelessness, because once you've lost all your supports, once you've lost everything, it costs a lot more to get back into housing and sustain a household again than it did before you lost it.
See, the 30-day limit, I did not know that. Does that mean that those who stay in the shelter system need to move from one shelter to another typically?
In some cases, yes, but by then, most of those families or individuals would have acquired some kind of housing before then. The goal is to not ever have anybody stay 30 days in a shelter. The goal is to, number one, never have people go to a shelter. But when that does happen and they fall into homelessness, it's to try to get them out within a couple of days.
Well, a new program from the state is meant to help people stay in their homes. Sally, if someone wants to find out more about this 6 months of rent assistance program, how can they do that?
People who are have been time limited out of the Department of Human Services FIP program or Family Independence Program should work with their DHS caseworker. All of our referrals are going to be coming directly from the Department of Human Services. So you can't apply yourself. You have to work with your caseworker.
Sally Harrison, Director of Rental Assistance and Homeless Solutions at the Michigan State Housing Development Authority. Sally, thank you very much for joining me.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too. And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.